Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. Today, we are going to go over our newest formulation. It is the Smooth and Shine Conditioner. It is formulation number 1061, and this one's really cool because we made it palm-free.
Palm-free. Big deal.
Yeah. So we have one of our new products in there, which is the Colaquat Q80, and we actually named this one to correspond with the inky name, right? The Quaternium 80 and Propylene Glycol.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So talk about what that is doing, because we also have our Colonial S18 PF, which is the palm-free ceramidopropyl dimethylamine. So you put both of these in here.
Yeah, the Colonial S18 PF is the conditioning aid. And then the Colaquat Q80 is a silicone quat, so it also gives some shine and gives a nice silky feel, but also does improve that combability. But the main conditioning aid is the Colonial S18 PF. And then for the fatty alcohol, we're using brassica alcohol rather than cetearyl to keep it palm-free.
Okay. Is there any kind of different, formulating that you had to do since it's palm-free? Like, does the brassica alcohol behave differently than the other one that you would have picked?
I do feel like it gave a bit more of a translucent look to the conditioner.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually how we ended up adding in the oils in there, because it gave it an opaque finish. But then, you know, it was also just a cool concept to have some oils in a conditioner. So we have grapeseed oil and coconut oil, but you could, switch those out for different marketing needs. And we do this one in two phases where, some of our other conditioners, we would just do it one pot. But this was a little bit easier to do it in two, where you have a water phase that has the Colaquat Q80, the lactic acid, which is the neutralizing agent for the S18 PF. And then in a separate vessel, the oil phase has the brassica alcohol, S18 PF, and the oils. So you would heat both phases and then add it to the water phase before cooling and adding remaining ingredients. You don't need to homogenize or anything, but it is a bit more stable if you do the two-phase addition.
Okay. So what color is this one?
It's white.
It is white. Okay. Do you think you could add any kind of coloring to it, or would that kind of mess it up, you think?
You could add a dye for sure.
Okay. And then you also added a new fragrance that we haven't used, the oat milk and sage fragrance.
Yes, you need to smell this one. I really like it.
Okay. I'm ready for a new one. So if you wanted to make this into a bar format, do you think this would be okay?
We do have a bar format that's based on S18 PF with the brassica alcohol. It doesn't have the Colaquat Q80 in there, but I think you could sneak some in.
Okay, so this is in two phases. Why did you have to separate the phases? Is one a different format than the other?
It just helped create a more stable emulsion doing it that way. But the Colaquat Q80 we put into the water phase because it's easily soluble in water, comes in a liquid form, very easy to handle. The Colonial S18 PF comes in a flake form.
Okay. So you do have two kind of conditioning agents in here. Do you think they weigh down your hair at all or have any buildup?
The S18 PF is actually forms a quat-free amine salt when you neutralize it with that lactic acid. So it doesn't build up on the hair as much, but still has really good wet comb reduction. But then, you know, we also do have some oils in there that I guess would weigh the hair down a bit more. Okay. So if you wanted a more lightweight conditioner, you could take those out.
Okay.
But yeah, we call it the Smooth and Shine because it is going to do, you know, a good job of.
So you could make this without the grapeseed or coconut oil in it?
Yes.
Okay. So is this too thick to go into like a pump conditioner bottle?
Or no, it could go in one.
So you could use a pump conditioner or just a squeezy conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not tried this one yet. Normally I do try them before we get here, but this one's brand new. So what did you think of it?
Yeah, I've used it on my hair and, my hair's really fine and thin, and I don't feel like it weighed it down too much or made it greasy, even with those oils in there. But again, you can take the oils out if you wanted it more lightweight. Having the oils in there actually would make this a good conditioner for those that have coarser or curly hair.
Yeah, okay. And I do find that sometimes I like a heavier conditioner in the winter.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's so dry. I mean, the air is so dry, and I feel like my hair gets kind of staticky.
Yeah, at least every now and then, yeah. Something a bit heavier.
Yeah. All right, so this is formulation number 1061. It is the Smooth and Shine Conditioner. It is palm-free. It features Colequat Q80, which is quaternium 80 and propylene glycol, as well as Colonial S18 PF, which is our palm-free sterimethyl propyl dimethylamine. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.